Hello and welcome to the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, and welcome to episode 23 of the Walking Leader Podcast. But now we've transitioned into Great to Follow and then the 20 rules there. And let's dive in. Let's see what we've got. First rule of Great to Follow. If you missed it, you need to go back to a previous episode. I introduced it. And here we are. So, number one. When it comes to starting any new job or filling a new position, there is one thing you should fully grasp and know without fail. You know nothing. And by knowing nothing, I mean that you are green as the day is long. Sure, you completed basic training or finished vocational school or graduated from college or got your graduate degree, but you know nothing about the real world, you're about to enter. Now, unless you've worked in the real world before or while going to school, you have absolutely no clue as to the mess you are capable of making or just how deep the mud is you're about to step into. Sure, you know, very few training or academic organizations have any inclination as to what the real world is all about for their graduates. And by this, I mean they have their books, they have the perfect scenarios within those books. Sorry about that, folks. Within those books, and that's not a good indicator of what's going on. Sure, you know, some offer their students access to case studies, and they're afforded an opportunity to subscribe to their chosen vocations professional journal. But even then, that's all kind of sterile and detached. In most cases, the information in those case studies and wherever they read, in the journals, or the magazines, the textbooks, the information is old, and it's of little to no value to the student at the time, and certainly not when they go out into the real world. Sure, there's some formulas, sure, there's some theories that are still practiced and is still put into play and still are valid, but for the most part, the actual work that's being done has already changed, because this past several years, imagine how you did business 10 years ago versus how you do business now, and if you're old enough, how your parents did business 20, 30 years ago. So think about that. It's changed. It's certainly changed. I know it's changed for me. I know I had no clue as to one day being able to just pick up, have something in my hand, no matter where I'm at, and be able to dial any place on the other side of the planet. But here we are. I'm just like, not wow. So, again, think of it that way. Then comes where you will work. Now, let's look at it that way. With the exception of the United States Armed Forces, no other organization guarantees you job placement after your schooling. Sure, they say they can help you with job placement, but they don't guarantee you job placement. See, after signing up for 2, 3, or 4 year hitch with the armed forces, with the military, they send you to an 8 to 13 week basic training before you even see your first job at a base or ship somewhere, anywhere. Now, in the public or private sectors, you are expected to have a minimum education and skills requirement met before you even think of setting foot in the human resources department. Now, stick with me. Here's where the you know nothing part comes in. You might know how to do your job, but I can all but guarantee you do not know how to do it how your employer wants it done. Now, if you've never worked for your current organization before this job, before you have this now, then you also know nothing about the corporate culture other than the quote, well-groomed, public-facing side that you and the rest of the world have seen, known, and understand by web, Facebook, Twitter, those types of interactions. Now, you got to be careful because behind that, you know, there's the real world. The need for every organization, no matter the size, to have at least a 2 week to at most a 1 month orientation course whose sole purpose is to ensure that every new hire learns, understands, and lives the organization's way of doing business culture is of the utmost priority. Unfortunately, due to the almost always need of, quote, boots on the ground, small businesses might be able to commit 2 or 3 days to get the new hires up to speed. And unfortunately, that's not a good thing, but it's a necessary evil. Now, if you find yourself in a situation, then if you find yourself in that situation where the small business can only commit 2 or 3 days to getting you up to speed, then your role immediately becomes that of a sponge, and you have to soak it all in. See, my first experience with a orientation course was when I first arrived, was when I arrived after basic and AIT to my assignment with the United States Army Berlin Brigade in what was then West Berlin, Germany. The wall was still up. As part of the in-processing with the Berlin Brigade, I signed up to attend the Berlin Brigade School of Standards. It was at this school that all new arrivals learned what it was like to be assigned to one of the most unique units in the United States Army in one of the most unique cities on the planet. Now, some of what we learned had to understand before we left was the role that the United States Army was playing in the occupied city of Berlin, what status of forces agreement meant, who the U.S. forces in Berlin and the ambassadors of the United States to Germany and who they were and what all of that was, how to travel to and from East Berlin, how close we were to Soviet forces, the status of the East German government and its military forces in relation to the U.S. forces, the areas that were off limits. And of course, along the way, we were also given 2 weeks of introductory German. That was pretty interesting. It was a lot of stuff. And the School of Standards was not only limited to the enlisted soldiers newly assigned to the Berlin Brigade, but to all members assigned to the unit. That meant that everyone from the lowliest private to the commanding general had to attend the 2-week course. See, this shotgun approach ensured that everyone received the same information about what the Berlin Brigade was, what it meant to be in Berlin, and what the expectations of a soldier assigned to the Berlin Brigade were, and what to expect if those expectations were not met. Trust me on this one. I never knew what the meaning of persona non grata truly meant until I was told in no uncertain terms what it was and how it could apply to me or any other soldier in Berlin or Germany or any country outside of the United States. I was set for my entire time in West Berlin and experienced as much as I could while performing my duties as a Berlin Brigade soldier. You know, that was what was expected of me to do. I had to be a Berlin Brigade soldier. Yes, I was a U.S. Army soldier, but I was a Berlin Brigade soldier. Of course, there were some that failed to meet the standards, and as promised, they were quickly shown the way out of the divided city. Now, I left the city the normal way. I was assigned to a new unit after completing my assignment duration in Berlin. Unfortunately, and that is very unfortunate, my next duty station did not have a School of Standards. And trust me, folks, I hate to say this, but it did show. It was day and night. See, the culture at my stateside assignment was a little bit more laid back. The sense of urgency and level of professionalism was not at the high level that I had grown accustomed to in Berlin. Now, there was a sense of teamwork, but not at the level and depth of commitment that I had the honor of experiencing 110 miles behind the Iron Curtain. Now, I am not knocking soldiers at any stateside army base, but those that served overseas, an overseas duty assignment first, felt that same culture shock I did coming back to the United States. Then again, it was both a little gratifying and scared of that culture shock scary for the culture shock of those young soldiers gone to the new assignment, say an overseas assignment, after having a stateside assignment, 180 degrees. They had no clue what was in store for them. Luckily, for those that went to Berlin, the School of Standards or orientation course existed to help them with their transition to the new duty assignment. It helped make life a little easier as everyone was on the same, had the same information, and that definitely, you know, it helped making their stay in the divided city a most successful one. Now, organizations that dedicate time, resources, and committed staff to train all the new hires in the corporate culture are the organizations that are going places. Now, smaller organizations might not have the luxury or time or resources to dedicate days or weeks to the training of the new hires, and that should not stop them from doing what has got to be done. See, what the small company can do is to continually train the new hire, about corporate culture, about corporate expectations of everyone at every opportunity that's made available. That's the only way you're going to you're truly going to fit in to your role with the new organization. Now, otherwise, your role might turn out to be one of that, quote, guy who worked here for a couple of days, end quote. Now, ideally, you want to know what your role is as quickly as possible, but when the mission or the situation calls for something different, you are going to have to take your time learning your role and knowing that eventually you will know what to do and why you're doing it, and ultimately, you will be training others. So remember that as you start. You know, are they training you right? Because you're going to have to end up training somebody else later on down the road. Well, listen, folks, that takes care of episode 23 of the Walking Leader podcast, where that was the first rule of the Great to Follow segment. And again, I want to hear from you. Dave@DaveGuerra.com is my email. At Dave Guerra on Twitter, if you're following me along. I want to hear from you. Tell me what you think, what you're thinking of this new turn we're taking, this new section that we've started down and working with now, and in the Great to Follow. I definitely want to hear from you. So again, I thank you for listening. I thank you for being with me up to this point. Until next week, have a great week. Stay warm. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.